sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible.
98. UPD.
Thank you, Silence the Voice. Let's get this Friday going. And my emails are just exploded from yesterday's interview with former Channel 3 anchor Brandon Lee coming in here talking about his book Mascara Boy. And we were talking about it off the air all over the place on my emails. Rob Wood nails it. He goes, can you please help me out? I want to try this experiment. I don't understand it. Do me a favor and announce that I, Rob Wood of Phoenix, Arizona, am an incredible homosexual and announce to all the hot women of Phoenix. I'm a good-looking man and I'm wildly gay. But I just wanted to give out my email and my name, Rob Wood, because evidently that's what women want. Because Brandon Lee was saying that the emails he gets on the air used to be of women's breasts. And he'd tell them,
you'd get them often.
I'm wildly gay. This building yesterday, while Brandon Lee was here, talking about literally saying the words out loud, there were nights where I had sex with 100 men at sex parties. Girls stood outside fawning and losing their minds over him. Every girl in this building that knew who Brandon Lee was came up to stare at him and kind of were a flutter at his appearance. Meanwhile, he's telling you, I'm so gay. And I asked him, I'm like, why do you think that is with the women? Oh, the biggest challenge to women was to try to change me. They thought they'd be the one that made me straight.
And then I'm curious if they even listened to his story.
No, they're blinded by him.
That's all gone.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
I mean, that is quite a story he was throwing out
there. Uh-huh.
But women.
Yes, Dreamboat?
You had sex with 100 people in a day? Stamina. He's in good shape. Good spin. Quality spin, man.
A lot of, you know, he seems like he's getting his stuff together, but that's a lot of baggage to take on.
And I love that he's an open book. He's telling his story. But as a man, he says, yes, I had sex with over 100 men in one night trying to get HIV. A man goes, holy sh-. That's crazy. How did you not get AIDS? A woman goes, wow, 100 guys in one night? All you need was one woman. I'd have done enough. I'm like, what?
So brave.
Did you just hear he said he was trying to get AIDS? Yeah, but he didn't.
Plus, there was those rapes when he was young.
Right.
Those were pretty bad. I'm sure those affect you a little bit.
The difference between men and women, Jodi Arias, smoking hot. Sex story. We all saw her naked and we're like, man, I'd have probably given that a run in a bar. But we didn't line up around the prison on visiting day for years. Trying to meet her like women did, the Menendez brothers, Scott Peterson, tons of good-looking convicted criminals. The Menendez brothers got married, divorced, and married again in jail. These women didn't forget. There was a lady that met, Lyle, I think, because she just kept visiting him. And his marriage broke up from the first lady that did this in jail. And he got married in jail again. She's like, no, it's what it was meant to be.
He was cheating on her in prison?
No, sort of. He had this other visitor that he was like, wow, this one's kind of into me. I mean, you got to get a lot of people on the same page for that. Like, hey, guards, look, I know you know my wife and stuff, but you guys mind keeping it on the download? I'm gonna sidebang this. You're getting more action than Larry McFeely, and you're in jail every day.
Well, I think the thing that, you know, the difference between Brandon is maybe they see that the fact that he went through all this, you know, drug addiction, the sex addiction, whatever, and he's come out of it and he's.
Sure. That's not what they heard.
He survived.
They're not doing the holy cow, what a story. They're doing the, oh, he's hot. And that's where the line's drawn. No matter what he says after that, it's like, oh my God, he is so hot. Because he's a fashionista too. He looks the part. He's like, oh, he's everything I want my husband to be, especially with that book about how he tried to get AIDS and stuff. If I was on a date with a girl who was incredibly hot and was super attracted to her, and then in the middle of salads she breaks out the time, and you know, after I was raped a few times, I used to go to these sex parties when I was a sophomore in high school, and I would have sex like 100 people in a night, and I did that every day.
I want to know all about your past.
I did that for 5 years. I'd just be like, man, but that's on this one.
It got really weird around it. You guys were doing the interview, and Toledo and I are in another room. And
girls.
And then Mark Randall comes in, and he's like, well, he doesn't even have good tattoos.
What?
Yeah.
That was, that was a very weird moment.
And I'm like, well.
Like, that's the gayest thing you've said, Mark.
Do you know how hard it is to give a guy a tattoo while you're him?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I was like, and he probably was in prison a little bit, though some of them might be prison tats.
Yeah, he didn't hold still for 20 years. He was getting pushed around like he might as well have been
probably passed out and somebody started tattooing.
Yeah, just put a throat tattoo on him. He seems to like those. You know what I can't help but do to this guy while I tattoo him? That's what I have to do. I don't think he's against it. Wipe off his back. Let's give him another tattoo.
The whole building was strange, man.
Yeah, it was. And it was like the feet.
No one fainted. It was close. There was a couple of women that came up.
Lane downstairs. Like two women came up. Lane's too afraid to come up and see you. You come down and meet her. Sure, I've got a. I'm just going to walk by and trip and then Randall and then I'm going to all these people here. And then I'll meet Lane if that's okay because I'm really gay. I know, but she thinks she can change you. They were nuts.
We've had rock stars in the studio that are less.
Not even close.
Cause less of a frenzy.
Not even close. Like good looking.
That's what I was.
And he was, you know,
about.
I actually really, I found him endearing. I think authentic.
Yes.
Like he's engaging and I think you're getting the true deal. This guy is as raw as it gets. And I mean that in every possible
right.
definition. I mean, he's probably
he
still
is
pretty
now,
raw.
He, you know, he's probably pretty closed off back when he was going through all that
right.
stuff
but
and
I
not
mean, this,
talking about it.
And his objective, I think, is true also to, if you haven't heard it yet, you can get it on our podcast or 98kupd.com or however that crap works. I don't know, Facebook?
Podcast one.
Okay. All people are asking, like, I want to hear it again. And his objective is basically like, look, this is something nobody talks about, but it goes on. And so if you're struggling
and
with
there's
this
so many
kind of
people
stuff,
that right. get into this darkness.
Right. Yeah. But it was, I mean, it was, he was fascinating. People were like, great interview. The interview was easy when you got somebody that's willing to talk that much and be, you know, and not be defensive about it. And it's like, look, this is who I am. But it was weird to watch and read. I got one from Michelle that said, my God, his story is amazing, but not as amazing as his face. He literally, this is a man who just told you. I was trying as hard as I could to get AIDS. Yeah. It's where I kind of am like, I'm going to call the waiter over for a second. I am going to try and
bring it all around.
Or get a mouthy, but I'm never going to see you again. You're insane.
You don't date that one.
No.
John,
there's certain levels
up.
Of crazy where you're like, oh, she's over it. But if a girl ever told you the story, you're like, wow, you've got a 500-page book there that would be fascinating page to page about the thousands of people you've slept with, that is not going to enter into the, you know, you need to meet my mom.
John, help me out with this. In all seriousness, isn't this a Me Too moment? Isn't this exactly what
yes.
they all set this up about? Those women don't respect that he's gay.
Right.
But how about a guy do that to a lesbian, sends her a dick pic because he thinks that
he
she's hot?
Him. Yeah. Yeah, guy's going to lose his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes Kaz. Kaz, explain this to us. You're an open book. Why was the brand – like if I told you we're on a date and I said I was trying to actively get AIDS for about a decade, or you passed the salt, why are you interested in me? Oh, and don't say me, because I know why you're not interested in me, but go ahead with like a Brandon Lee.
I would just find him fascinating. I don't think I would want to sleep with someone that's telling me they want to contract AIDS.
Then why were the halls filled with all the women in the building just to eyeball Brandon?
Because he's gorgeous.
That's it.
And he's a nice guy. Okay. He's a very nice guy, but he's...
Do you think they would date him?
Yeah, which one?
Like, say he decided he's not gay anymore.
Because Pam Randy from KSLX was swooning.
Yes, she was.
Almost in tears.
Yeah. We had to mop up.
Oh, that was for me.
Sorry. Oh, I said, okay, do you have that thing again? Okay, we'll get you all fixed up. Get her a couple stitches.
I think if every woman that was in the hallway here, they would take a shot at trying to turn
I think
straight.
If Brandon Lee said,
oh, definitely. If,
see, would you really? So you would sleep with him.
Even with that history?
As long as he's clean, I guess.
What if he said right here, right now in John's office, you're the first woman I've ever felt this way for?
You don't get any tests or anything beforehand. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be in love, but, you know.
So you'd bone him in my office.
What the hell?
All right. See, this is what I'm talking about. You guys are crazy. And you always put it on us that we're the ones who are superficial. Come on.
Yeah, I'd give it a spin.
I mean, I'd ride that thing. I'd take his word for it. He's pretty honest.
Yeah, we're dogs. Yeah, we bang everything.
I mean, Kaz is one of us. Not that you're a dog or a pig. Well, I mean, you used to be.
What do you mean,
used to be? Well, you're not. You're doing it again? All right, so she is a pig. So
go.
What are you going to do? And we'd still make a run at Kaz, I think, unless you started telling all your stories.
I'll keep those secrets.
If I took you to dinner and then you started to tell me the stories, I'd think, okay, this bitch is loony.
I keep those selective.
Okay, but you're not going to break it up, right? If you had a book, if Kaz wrote a book of like Kaz quests, we'll call it, and then I read it and then I had dinner with you, I'd be like, this is her. I can't do this.
A lot of baggage.
You know what you think? Like for the new person, it would be like, holy cow, she's had quite a life.
That's why I wait till I'm, you know, Estelle Getty's age.
I called her Estelle Getty yesterday. It's still eating her up. Because when she's drunk, she hunches up like a 2-foot woman.
Thanks
you
for
do
taking
too. I've seen it. Because when you get drunk, your spine
she
turns into an upside down
C. Well, Pastor Jim, yeah. Thanks for coming to dinner yeah. with me.
Cause turns into a mobile speed bump when she's drunk. I've never seen somebody turn over. Like, she just hunches way down. It was hilarious to see. But man, you got low. That's all right. Okay, Cause, see, there's another one that I appreciate her honesty. Cause is always great. Thank you, Cause.
You're welcome.
And the photo album is
pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is it's nuts. It was crazy to watch. And everybody's, you know, all the guys were like, oh, that's a hell of a story there. What a. But boy, I tell you what, the women didn't seem to mind it. So I think the key is be good looking. That's all.
How do we do this?
Nah, it's impossible. We're too late. I'm
just
telling
Botox,
future generations. We're done.
You look good, though, Eric.
No, he doesn't.
CC's
you're yeah. good, yeah. I would have gotten Botox yesterday and come in here and look like a, you know, a milk jug.
Do you believe him it was only Botox?
Looking at him, I think I do.
Because then he said, then
his
I talked to my plastic surgeon.
Well, that's who does Botox.
Like, yeah, but.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think, I think he's just a chiseled, he's one of the guys that's just got that kind of classically handsome face. It's like, all right. And boy, did he ever use it. I mean, maybe a plastic surgeon because pelvises kept breaking his nose, but I mean, the dude's story is amazing. Mascara Boy is the name of the book. And yeah, we learned a lot and he was fascinating. And I got a lot of emails. In fairness, I got a lot of emails of people saying I've got a family member that needs to hear this whole interview that needs to, you know, and whether or not it works, whatever. But, you know, maybe open a couple eyes.
And what's amazing when you hear some of these stories, I mean, the similar thing is the people that have come out of it. It was that one person or that, and it could be a random person. He heard this guy say something to him, and that's what it clicked for him at that moment. As far as stopping, like in the pinnacle
of
his,
well, yeah, that's
because
that moment
you hear
where,
it all the time. Yeah. Like, dude, you got a problem. And, you
sure.
know,
but it's when
it, say, a lot of people, you know, tried to intervene. I went through.
But it's very rarely. See, a lot of addicts will say, you know, this was what but they were.
But
it's the whole thing about them being
their
ready.
Attention.
Well, it's when they were ready.
Exactly.
That's the thing they always say about addicts. You can tell them until you're blue in the face, until yeah. they decide something's going to resonate. And then they always cherry pick the person who said, you know, you need help. It's the 800,000th person that said it, but it's because they were willing to hear it. So it doesn't really matter. And you can't really say it's that one person.
No, but I guess it's not only that. It's the bottom, finding the
yeah,
bottom.
Yeah, you're
story.
There. Like, and that's when your ears man, open and your eyes open. You're like, I don't want to die.
Yep.
And so the next person that says, do you need help? You're like, this person saved my life. Well, you're discounting the other 500,000 that said that exact same thing when you right. weren't ready to do anything about right. it. So it's always the addict. It's always the person. No one ever really helps them. They have to help themselves. That's
yeah,
the first rule. And
absolutely.
Until they're ready, it doesn't really matter.
John Brady's basically just like Brandon Lee.
That's true.
He's not interested in women either. So how come no one's sending him pictures of their boobs?
That's a good point. Because Brady's not interested in sex with women. Brandon, now if Brady said, the reason I'm not interested in sex is because back in Ohio, I used to pretty much a couple hundred guys, farmers for free pork.
I didn't think there, you know, that's I didn't realize the bathhouse thing because I love them.
Do you go to bathhouses?
Yeah. And I'm sitting in the corner. I'm like, what's the big deal? Yeah.
Usually they empty out for you. It's like, I heard a lot of stories about this place being awesome. Every time I'm here, this place sucks. It's all lies. I've been to bathhouses. None of that happens. Yeah, when you're there.
You clear them out.
Everybody's on their best behavior. It was fascinating. So thanks to Brandon yesterday. We got a huge response from that. I didn't. And, you know, to our listeners, thank you for being open-minded enough to hear. I don't think 10 years ago KUPD can do the, hey, listen how gay this guy used to be story right. without a few people losing their minds.
Yeah, there were some heads exploding.
Oh, there were some heads exploding,
kind of funny,
but everybody's,
oh my God.
Everybody's fascinated by a story to rock bottom. It doesn't matter how you get there. It's like, of course you did a bunch of crazy stuff. When crazy unimaginable things are being said, it doesn't matter what they are, to your average Joe, that's a life I can't even fathom. Like that, he might as well have just said, well, I flew to Jupiter twice. It makes as much sense to me as what he said he was doing.
You could hear a pin drop. So there I was, surrounded by 100 cranks.
I'm interested. Like, how'd you get into this pickle? I wanted to. Well, all right, go on. I need more. Oh no, I invited 100 dicks a night into my life. Every day for years before he finally said that's enough. And then you think about it, what a narcissist. All this just for a book. Come on, Brandon. Attention whore.
Yeah, you could do it too out there.
Yeah, anybody can do it if you want to have a best-selling book. Hopefully it does well for him, and then he can say, well, it was all worth it. But man, oh man, what a story. And the dude is really great. So, and I think he's going to be doing the rounds on media. But that was a, by the way, a little behind the scenes on that. That was a touchy thing because Ian's been stalking him for a long time. None of us knew if he was like funny or cool. Like he's the news guy. So,
could you joke around?
Right, the text back and forth with Ian. I'm like, just let him know it is not going to be a straight news interview. I don't want some talking. I know news people and they're kind of boring. I don't, a news guy comes in and starts getting worried about what we're talking about or jokes can't come. By the end of it, my buddy emailed me and said, did you call Brandon Lee a homo? And I said, no. I told Dale that if there were gays on the football team and they weren't helping you win, we'd want that homo out of there. Brandon laughed. We used homo. Joking. And then, of course, Dale's like, you can't say that. Like, I'm not going to say what you would call him.
Right.
But my friend texted me in a very interesting twist and said, did you say homo on the air? And I did. We were joking around with Brandon and stuff. And Dale, because he's uncomfortable with it, very. And he goes, he's got a dilemma at his work right now where a guy in a cubicle sitting next to a gay coworker, he had told someone else, dude, the reason that's happening is because you're dressed like a hobo. The gay guy's like, oh, really? Didn't confront him, goes right to his boss and says he's using derogatory language towards homosexuals. And so he gets a letter, says you need to meet with me, goes into the office. The boss is like, I don't know what you're thinking. Why you called this guy a homo is beyond me. I don't know what's going on, but we have to take disciplinary action. He goes, what are you saying? He claims you were talking to someone else and called them a homo loud enough for him to hear it. He doesn't want to be around you. He's like, I've not called anybody a homo. And then he kind of dawned on him. He's like, I think I told Jason he's dressed like a hobo. And so they confronted the guy, and the gay guy didn't know what a hobo. Like, it's, what's a hobo? And he's like, it's a person who dresses poorly. They're hobos. Yeah.
I mean, so now the hobos are pissed.
So now he doesn't believe him. And the office is like, the gay guy's pissed off, like really pissed off. He's talking legal action for us not doing anything because that's what he heard. Even though the guy's claiming, I didn't even say it. So now it's he said, sort of. But at the same time.
Now you could be litigated
over what somebody might have misunderstandings now. So the dude's, and my buddy told me, he goes, we've probably got a week off. He's probably going to have to just sit out for a week just because it's going to make the dude happy.
Just don't talk to anybody. Go to work.
Just
don't
head down. Yeah. It's getting that
bite
point.
Through it.
Yeah,
get out.
That's why these earbuds. Great stuff. Shove those in your ears and just don't listen or hear or anything. But yeah, you dress like a hobo. And the guy was like, I'm not tolerating this. I don't know what he said. That's gay. And he left. And it's like, oh my God. And you can't, and think about trying to defend yourself from that. Yeah, I mean, you're automatically out. Like, he's like, no, I heard you say homo. And I did. And I said hobo. And if you're quick to the answer, I mean, you're pretty fast if you're lying to say, oh no, I told him hobo.
Right.
That's pretty quick.
Billy Bob Thornton's song. Playing in the background.
Hobo, that
would be great.
No, Jason, you're dressed like a hobo. You're fired. For what? For almost saying homo.
But all you need is the guy that you called the hobo.
Right, but it was on the phone or something, so it was another dude. So it was his friend. So even after it all happens, you know, they would say, well, he called him and told him out. I mean, it's just one of these.
How could he look like a hobo?
Because
he
was talking to him about something.
Oh.
And the guy overheard a conversation and said, the reason that happens is because you're dressed like a hobo. All right, I'll talk to you later.
It's also a pretty good tap dancing story, too. Oh, I said hobo.
Right, but it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
But again.
Yeah, it could be.
Hey, but that's the problem.
Garbage.
Yep.
Could be, but he's quick enough to say it, and you can't prove either way.
So don't mess with it. Hobo's off the.
Yeah, it's going to lean the direction of the guy who thinks you said something terrible more than it is you, because people will be like, you're making that hobo story up. It's like, I don't know why I would. All right.
Don't talk to anyone.
Just stop looking at people and talking to folks. Again, Wally. Nailed it.
Go to your cubicle.
Yep.
You're right. Put the headphones in.
Get those on and just listen to 21 Pilots all day long.
And get out.
And then go home. It's like, that guy is antisocial. It's because if I say anything that even rhymes with homo, you guys are going to fire me.
If I say what I really think.
The worst quarterback ever is Romo. I hate Romo. I hate all the Romos. I hate his whole family. His wife, his kids. Guy walks in. Romos can die as far as I'm concerned. Close enough.
All of this because years ago, some filthy guy from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Is that what it is? I don't know where it. What is that? I wonder.
I always thought it came from Hoboken. He's Hoboken.
Did you just make that up, though?
Yeah.
Well, if that's well, it was a pretty good. It's a pretty good reach. So I was asking. I'm like, "What's your?" That's pretty good.
You could have a lot of scenarios. Like if you have a boss with the last name Taggett or something like
oh,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
yeah. Be issues there. I hate that.
Oh, our bosses. Taggett,
freaking Taggett.
Ugh. Papers on your desk. You're sitting in your cubicle. And the dude emails you a thing. It says, "Yeah, you don't get your crap together. You're gonna be out of here." Taggett.
It's Fajot.
My name is Gary Fajot. And the R is silent. Oh, no. This dude's name is Gay.
I quit.
I'm going somewhere else. My name is Mr. Negron.
Chuck.
Chuck Negron. Wait a minute,
didn't he, wasn't he a
lead singer for.
Yeah, no, that's not who I'm talking about, right? Don't distract yourself.
Okay. One guy.
No, Chuck Negron is not in charge of the accounting department all of a sudden. Follow me.
Sorry.
Now Chuck Negron, awesome.
Who's Chuck Negron?
He's a lead singer of Three Dog Night.
Oh, okay.
Brady distracted himself into another tale.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That guy come in. Big wheel, keep on turning.
That wasn't that.
No.
Brady, stop. You're in the abyss of mess. Anyway, yeah, so don't say hobo. Don't say my favorite Winnie the Pooh character is Tigger. Don't say I cleaned the whole kitchen last night with spick and span. Don't say anything about
Does
Tony Romo.
Does Hostess have to change the name of
who?
Hostess?
Why?
Twinkies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, if they started putting like, glitter on
it. People are confused if you say you love Twinkies or hate Twinkies.
Did you
Twinkies.
Just see what he did again,
yeah.
though?
Man.
Got it back to food.
Snack cakes.
It's impressive.
You can make
it. It is an impressive
you're
term.
You're worried about the law. All these other people worried about losing their jobs. You're losing about the Hostess snack cake.
What happens if we have to get rid of Twinkies?
Nips. You can't eat nips at your desk anymore. That's got to go away. All that stuff. The flour Columbine. You can't even bring that up. There's too many things. Just, you know what? Your power of speech is a problem. Try to get rid of it. Oh, and God forbid, don't say switching gears. I don't even know what certain stuff means. So
you might accidentally
you
say
might
something.
Accidentally say, wow, we were switching gears. Oh, this hobo gets in the way.
Pass me a Twinkie.
Yeah, I don't even know. If you're from Niger, tell no one.
You can't, even the gayest
you can't
guy,
have pride?
The gayest guy in the world, Brady, would know that you're talking about the food.
Yeah.
I was eating a Twinkie last
night. We don't like to be called that.
Huh?
He'd be like, oh, it's Brady.
That's offensive. We like to be called faggots.
Oh, well, I was eating a Twinkie.
I'm no sponge cake.
Creamy white center shot in my mouth.
Ooh. Brady calls us Twinkies.
Good, it's okay. All
then,
right.
But yeah, but it wouldn't, like, the bosses, I need to see you. Were you talking about, no, you were talking about the
quit
food. Get out.
Like a bunch of Twinkies.
Yeah, Brady would,
Johnny
well,
Weir walks by.
Yeah.
You're chowing down on a Twinkie.
I love Twinkies.
You're going to HR today.
What?
John
But
Sagan.
Again, Brady walks into that office and he goes, were you making fun of homosexuals or talking about the snack cake?
Snack cake.
I believe you.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's no way he's ever away with that.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
John, say goodbye to zippers. We'll all be having Velcro from now on.
That's true. Well, Velcro's better anyway. I don't understand. Velcro was invented before zippers. It would be the thing. There's no way zippers would have won if Velcro was first. Velcro's better.
We got Zips, sports grill.
That's right. That's got to go. Can't say, meet you at Zips. I love Zips. I hate Zips. What? If you're English and you smoke, forget about it. Up, I'm a fag. Ugh!
John, is there a derogatory term that can be associated with painters? Because that's all I deal with all day. Maybe I should be thankful.
It depends on the color of the painter.
No.
The word colored is probably thrown around a lot in your... Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
How's that colored palette?
No, that's not... No. They're not ignorant. Jesus Christ. I'm not talking to any of you. See, this is where you get into trouble. We tried to have an intelligent discussion about the word colored, and you made it ignorant. You dumb. Hobo. Maybe the guy had a cold.
This guy, I sit next to this hobo. He drives me nuts. He reminds me of my Bob.
He said that I'm a homo and that Bob and I are the same.
You can't talk while you're sick.
I said Bob. Jeez.
Yeah, I'm it's over. And again, like the switching gears thing, I don't even know what half the stuff means anymore. That's a thing?
Now you sound like an old man.
Well, we are old men. And you can be 26 and be an old man. I didn't know giving somebody the scuba diving okay sign meant I hated all people of color. But evidently, a joke turned into a real thing because the society is so stupid. I watched Klay Thompson drop the white power symbol every time he hit a three in the NBA Finals and not a soul said a thing. So we're all old men. Nobody knows. Just one person goes, you know what that means. And then people get kicked out of Wrigley Field.
It's intent, man. It's always intent.
But that's not even a thing. If your intent is not a thing, and then later you're like, it's not a thing. I held up eight fingers. Eight fingers? Well, that's the crazy eights. That's a gang from Mexico. Get out of Wrigley Field.
But if you knew that and used it for
it. Yeah, prove it. Prove that it
didn't. I know.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
But you can't. So it's just going to be on the how crazy.
If you're the English guy trying to bum a fag. And
yeah, I'll bum a fag
guy
you,
next to
get
you.
Out of Wrigley Field.
It's intent.
Well, what's
that? Or is he making fun of the guy?
Oh, there are no fags here. No, yeah. We don't. Stop saying it. I just want to go outside and put one in my mouth. I need to relax.
We need one of those e-meters that the Scientologists use to find out what their intent really was.
Maybe they're right.
Maybe they just, you touch those and it'll tell you on their little.
Hang on, grab the paddles.
And see, I'm in trouble. Alvina has emailed and said, what's this Nips thing? I've never heard of those. It's a cracker. They're called Nips. Every time I walk by.
Are they still around?
By the way, entire aisle. Needs to be closed down.
Yeah.
Crackers.
But they lead with the cheese now.
I'll never forget that time in California when I was walking past that black couple. And she goes, where are the crackers? They're not here where they used to be. This used to be where are the crackers? And I'm like, ma'am, I can hear you. Just joking. And her husband goes, ah. And I just remember her pushing the car away and going, that ain't funny. Her husband thought it was hilarious. Ma'am, could you please? And he just gives me a point. Like, that man, funny. Well, that wasn't funny. You better not be laughing at that. He said something terrible.
Wow, was it terrible?
It was just terrible. He made me look like a fool. I was just kidding, ma'am.
Oh, she was
because,
the one that said it?
Because
she said the cracker
laughed.
Thing. The husband laughed.
You can't laugh.
It's, where are the crackers? Crackers should be right here. There's no crackers. Where are all the crackers? Ma'am, I can hear you. So I was standing right behind him. Nah, that guy got you. Because you sound like a crazy... Racism. You see that cracker? You made a joke. That wasn't funny. I didn't find any of that. That ain't funny. You shut your mouth, Darius. And I just walked away giggling like, when I get in the next aisle, she's probably going to hit me. But it was funny. And that was when people used to be kind of cool. Not anymore. Not anymore. Front row seat to crazy. You've all got one. I don't know. Robert Sarver. I have so many words I want to call him. But I'd get fired because people would think
I'm a bigot. No need to go back, John.
But all I do is hate him. How come you can't individually berate somebody with terrible words without it meaning everything? Bill Burr is the greatest quote ever. Just because I said something that offended you doesn't mean I meant it.
Right.
And it's true. Like if I said something like, Brady, you dumb.
Like every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because how often are you doing dumb stuff? And you got to be pointed out. But if somebody who was an actual heard it, they'd think that, well, he hates all people. Like, no, it's just, I'm just Brady. Why can't I just say terrible things to Brady? When somebody wants to fight me, I want to say terrible things to that person.
I'm your outlet, man.
Well, no. I've never called you it before, have I?
No.
No. Take it back, or I'm going to take you to HR. This is a bunch of...
What was the term
you're
again?
Acting like a...
Now you have.
So it works. But yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Nobody knows. Tell me one person over the age of 20 that knew what switching gears was to the point where they were offended on ESPN. None. So it's not an old man problem. And that's the thing also. Everybody's like, now you sound like you're an old man. That's an argument for everybody who's afraid of aging.
John, it's not exactly the same, but try telling people that you live on Columbine Drive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a toughie. It's a toughie. Mm. Yeah. They've got a lot of stuff like that. Columbine is they had Columbine snacks when I was in Australia. And that was like a year and a half after. and all these things are like delicious
Columbines.
We've
been around for 100 years.
Yeah, it was like, why do we have to? But it was Australia. I don't know that they cared as much.
Speaking of Australia, John, when you were there, did you have Coon cheese?
Yep.
Very famous.
Blue gum, too. Oh, they had a store called Blue Gum. I took a picture of it. This wouldn't fly. That was 20 years ago. Anyway, have fun out there trying to communicate with people, but you're all racist deep down, and it's going to come out.
John, how long before the corporate world implodes? It blows, and with all these lawsuits and everything, no one will ever go to a building where everyone collectively gathers for work anymore.
Ooh, we can all work from home?
Yeah.
We're going to have to.
I'll find
might be a good I'd be for this.
If I had to work in a room of cubes where they've taken my walls and privacy away.
Yeah.
And I can't even mutter anger at someone who's not, and the person I'm not even mad at gets upset at my muttering. And then they say, well, all right, if you want to work from home, I'll do it. I'll pay to set that up. So I don't have to sit next to all these anymore.
John, you realize that all the tapes that you have of making fun of Brady for having a stroke, that will offend someone if it hasn't already.
Once he has the stroke. Yeah, because he's stroke-free right now, so it's okay to kick him. But if a stroke person hears it, then I would hate all people who stroke.
Because you trigger their stroke?
No, they just... It makes me – it's a wide blanket of hating strokies.
That's why you just can't worry about this crap.
That's why you don't hang out with people who've had strokes.
Well, that too.
You just go through life, do your thing.
Plus, it's hot outside. Walking from the car to wherever you're taking stroke is going to take forever. I'm not doing that.
Where do you draw the line? I mean, what if person had a series of mini strokes and they're
– How fast can they walk from my car to the restaurant?
They're not missing a beat.
Oh, well, who knew that? If they can mask it. If they're not out of the stroke closet.
Okay, cool.
If it surprises me when they say, you know, I had a stroke, I'm like, wow, I would have never guessed.
You
I'm still hanging out
great.
With them. But if they're dragging their foot and their eyes down where their cheek used to be, and like, I'm not.
Look, I can't hang with you.
Why am I taking you into McDonald's? You can't eat here. You're half a person right now. You're melting. You hate everyone who's had strokes. No, I mean, you're just taking too long. It's hot out. I shouldn't have driven you. I'm going to take you to the hospital. This is terrible. Yeah, you can't because you hate everyone with a stroke if you don't like one guy with a stroke. And there are people who have had strokes who are dicks. But you can't say that. That dude's a dick. He had a stroke. He was a dick before and he's still a dick. Didn't stroke away his personality. Jerks. Anyway, offend them all, I say, to make it worse than ever and just see if they can keep up. See if the offended can keep up. Let it be International Say a Horrible Thing Out Loud Day and see if the offended can keep up if everybody's doing it. Finally, and it's got to start with you, people of color. You have to be the ones that start really rocking it. That's the most amazing thing. The Me Too thing has turned into like how black people can say the N-word, but we can't. That's a good trap, and I admire it. Mm-hmm. But the women have done a thing now where you can't sexualize us, but watch this, and then they just make us angry. It's like, ooh, they do it all the time, though. But we couldn't say it. Like you said, it is a Me Too movement to send Brandon Lee pictures of your naked body and say, I want to change your entire life. But you do that, flip it around, everybody's in a courtroom or losing work.
Anthony Weiner.
They win. Yeah, that was a little different.
Look, I'm going to change you.
I'm going to change you into a grown woman. She was like 16. His was bad. It is 6:59. What do you got on the big board of musical treats over there, Eric?
All right, wake up song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Thinking about buying a home or selling one, get in touch with us. We can help you out with that. ELOteam.com. I got Slipknot up here, Unsainted, Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
Defending everyone who's ever been hung.
Ghost, Square Hammer.
Cowboys used to be a fairly oppressive group.
STP, Dead and Bloated.
Yeah, that's just offensive to everybody's future.
Well, it's a fact, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, how dare you for pointing it
how
out?
How dare you? Well, you got to remind me. Idiot. Offensive to idiots. They can't figure it out, though. They're too stupid. All right, let's do this. I love Square Hammer. Every time that's up there, I'll hear that. That was the best live song I've seen. The worst thing Ghost did was not close with it. It was the second to last song. The place was through the moon. They did a whole show. Then Square Hammer comes on. The place is bouncing around. And they're like, all right, one more. And I'm like, no! There it was. We're
ballad.
Done here. And it kind of was. It was a slower, but it was a big theatrical thing that they had planned. Kind of, all right. I see. You had the denouement. And now we're having the climax is way behind you. Such a great song live. Such a great song. And Ghost still releasing stuff off of the album, which is crazy. Their last album, which is a year old now, and they just popped off another one. So they're releasing songs like crazy while they're writing another one, getting ready. I think they said the end of this year.
They keep the band fresh.
I guess.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell?
98.
I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.